points out the patch of mint I accidentally mowed over. She tells me to come in the house so she can pay me. While I wait for her, I study the pictures on the round table. When she returns, I ask her about the pretty girl. That's a girl I used to know a long time ago. Now she has to grease up with oil of Olay once a week to look halfway decent. I'm almost afraid to ask about the two boys in the picture, but I do anyway. One of them is brother. But don't you recognize the other?
No, ma'am.
It's your grandfather, Toby. Theodore Joseph Hopkins, or as we knew him, T.J.
I didn't know the judge and grandpa were good friends.
Heavens no! They couldn't stand each other. It was just the best picture we had of brother as a boy. She squints, studying me. You know, Toby, you kind of favor your grandfather.
As I step onto the porch, a baseball rolls to my feet. I look over, and it's the judge who has bowled it my way. He's a mere skeleton wearing tan pajamas and leather slippers. I glance at my watch, knowing the tasks I have ahead of me, but something won't let me take that next step off the porch. I grab the ball. Want to catch a few, Judge?